Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The holiday season is here. Amazing. Tax reform legislation is passed and President Trump will sign it. That is a big Christmas present. President Trump and Republicans in Congress got it done without any Democratic help. Before President Trump was elected, Democrats, including President Obama, wanted to cut the corporate tax rate, but they couldn't bring themselves to vote for the Republican bill that cuts the rate. Critics of the bill had the mainstream media as their attack dog, and now we will see as it goes into effect if the voters like it or not. I know that small businesses, farmers, ranchers are supportive. The tax rate for partnerships and subchapter S corporations will be reduced. The estate tax exemption will double, and that will protect family businesses. Critics of the bill argue that the rich will get a big tax break. Well, some of them will, but not all. Some in the East and West Coast cities, where they have a high level of state and local taxes, complain that since the bill limits the deduction of those taxes, they'll pay more. But those are the rich people anyway. Here's the best estimate when the new tax package is in place. Number one, the top 20% will pay 65% of the taxes. And number two, the top 5% will pay 50% of the taxes. It looks like the rich will be doing their part. Chris Edwards of the Cato Institute found that those making $40,000 to $50,000 would see their income taxes reduced by 51% by 2019. Individuals making $50,000 to $75,000 would see a 24% reduction. And that's a tax cut for the middle class. Opponents of the bill have been telling us that it will raise taxes on the middle class. Well, we'll see. I am quick to admit the tax package is not perfect. I'm concerned that the tax package is predicted to add $1 trillion to our national debt over the next 10 years. And at the same time, I believe letting individuals and businesses keep more of the money that they earn is a good thing. They'll use the money to build the economy and create jobs. That's it for this week. Merry Christmas. And I'm John Block from Washington.